DJW Mobile.
There's you, KB2HX. Good morning, Dave.
I had a, I was thinking about you. I got a wheelbarrow that attaches to the back of the lawnmower so I can haul chunks of wood up to the driveway while you split it and stack it in the back of the truck, if you're still interested.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, yeah, I can do that. We'll, why don't we chit-chat on the phone a little bit later today?
Because I'm going out to get a load of this second load of topsoil today. Probably be three loads altogether. It's a beautiful day out here this early in the morning. Are you outside?
Well, I'm going to answer that in a two-parter. We're in the car. We're taking a little day trip up to Hendersonville. But, yeah, no, it's going to be a beautiful day today. But, yeah, I'll give you a call a little bit later this afternoon if that's all right.
In any hurry. At your leisure. I got plenty of other things to keep me busy.
Okay, no sweat. No sweat. I'll give you a call a little bit later.
Mountain yet, or are you just getting started?
We are at the intersection of 14 and making the left on the 11. The normal way we go up there, I guess, is they're doing some work and they're detouring us.
To Hendersonville in a long time. You go up 25 and cross over and go into Hendersonville that way, or you're going another way?
We might go in the back way up old 25. Sometimes we'll head towards Landrum and we make a turn and get on 276 or 176. That's a road that runs along the tracks there in Landrum. And we'll go up through Tryon and Saluda and just kind of take the roundabout way up.
Quite a while. They had a RC model shop up there, or hobby shop, that had a bunch of RC models. I heard they sold a bunch of this stuff because somebody had bought it and was selling it online. But I think they're still in operation. I don't know. But that was what took me up there more often than anything else.
Yeah, that would be the hobby house. Yeah. We've been there a few times. Man, they sold it? Oh, man, because before I found the train museum in Taylor's, we used to go up there and, we get a trinket once a year, add to our little Christmas train stuff, the Blind Elf stuff. But now, one of Jimmy's customers yesterday, this nice fellow, German fellow that we work on his stuff, he's involved in the local train stuff, and he's got some different sources for, fun things to do with the trains and stuff. So, but yeah, that was the hobby house.
That was a reason to go to Hendersonville for me. And somebody else might have bought it and kept it running. I don't know. It might still be open. But I'm thinking that the guy that originally owned it sold it. Somebody else bought it. And when he sold it, somebody bought out a bunch of airplane kits. And that's why I saw him selling them online. I tried to get one or two of them, but they were gone by the time I saw the ad.
Yeah, that's a bad place for me. I'm not allowed to go in there. My wife takes my wallet away from me when I go in.
And rightfully so. That one and the Hobby Connection over there in Easley. But the Hobby Connection has turned into mostly cars. They still have a bunch of airplane stuff, but it's most of that new foam stuff. It's not kits that you build.
Yeah, and that's the one with the little RC racetrack behind it. That's Easley or Pickens or something out there. Yeah, actually, they had a whole section when you go in the front door to the right there that had a whole bunch of train stuff, but I was in there not too long ago. I think I was there with Jimmy, and man, they were wiped out of train stuff. So yeah, I think you're right. It's mainly RC type stuff, RC cars and boats and things.
The guy that owns that, his name's David too. he'd been flying for a long, long time. I think that's how I met him back in the 70s or 80s. Well, maybe a little later than that, because he's not quite as old as I am.
Yeah, I was thinking about getting an RC truck, but might as well buy a boat and throw my money away that way.
We're young. My son loved the RC cars, and I did. I liked them too. And he had one that was called the Fox. We might have gotten it from there. I don't know. I don't remember. But that thing could do like the equivalent of 70 miles an hour for its size. It was cool. It had really good shock absorbers and stuff on it like that. We had a blast with that thing until he knocked the one of the two of us. I think it was my son knocked the because I was away from home and had to come home early. He knocked the water valve off of the water heater downstairs in the basement, and water was leaking out everywhere. I think that tore up his car too.
Not good. Not good. Anyway, Dave, we're getting into the back roads up here. Again, the repeater's getting a little bit noisy. Let me pick it up until I'll give you a call a little bit later, and we'll make some arrangements.
I say KB2HXS, W4DJW Mobile.
All right, Dave, have a good day. Be careful. KB2HXS.